Welcome to the January 2012 edition of Pitchless Radio, swooping through January shadows on the wings of ultra mega porridge to the Parisianal nutters. Out of the rut, fuller cups, sharper cuts, and no bluffs. Yup. 2012, we're already there. Let's fill the airwaves up. First up, you're in session with me, Terra Audio, aka Honey Badger. We start this hip hop and resistance show with something from Gil Scott Heron, who started as a novelist and street performance poet in the late 1960s. At first he was unaccompanied, and then with sparse instrumentation of percussion and bass, as on the track we will hear in a second, even though it was released later in 1994, before working with a full band with longtime collaborator Brian Jackson. He described himself as a bluesologist, continuing an oral music tradition of conscious communication and mind awakening. In passing, the first Rasta music in Jamaica originated in the late 1950s, in Count Ozzy's Rasta enclave on the east side of Kingston, where local musicians learned about the Rastafari movement. If you listen to Count Ozzy's Ground Nation album, many of the songs share with Gil Scott Heron's earliest recordings a similar instrumentation and mood, a mixture of spoken words in narrative and songs with music travelling through history. Anyway, here's Message to the Messengers by Gil Scott Heron, an open letter to the mid-90s contemporary hip-hop MCs who followed on from these dynamic and community-based origins. The messages of awareness and resistance continue to be emitted.
Hey, yeah, we're the same brothers from a long time ago. We was talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy, because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they freeway in. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. And if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our mind and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're gonna play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. Because somehow they feeling the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They feeling real independent, but they just pulling contracts with a man. 5 and 5 will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally co-opted your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know. That's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down. Cause we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our homes. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks alone. And we know who's ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or start calling you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game, or worse yet, saying that you really don't know. That's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song, she's your African queen, and on the next one, she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and let everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know, they said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane, you have got a brain, you haven't gone lame, you have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve, keep the nerve, keep the nerve, keep the nerve, keep the nerve. We're talking about peace.
Quote, there's a big difference between putting words over some music and blending those same words into the music. There's not a lot of humour. They use a lot of slang and colloquialisms, and you don't really see inside the person. Instead, you just get a lot of posturing. Gil Scott-Heron, who died last year. I've tried to choose songs that don't fall into this trap, because music and lyrics can have a massive impact on the minds and bodies of the listeners. I know that for me, songs have been primary source inspiration and seriously powerful techniques for neurolinguistic programming, i.e. reprogramming one's body and abilities to respond to situations and make events happen. Quote, sometimes we drug ourselves with dreams of new ideas. The head will save us. The brain alone will set us free. But there are no new ideas waiting in the wings to save us as women, as human. There are only old and forgotten ones, new combinations, extrapolations and recognitions from within ourselves, along with the renewed courage to try them out. Audre Lorde, Poetry is Not a Luxury, from 1978.
So you can stop guessing if this is a gift or a written down memo. See, I am a professional. This is not a demo. In fact, call it a lecture, a visual picture, sort of a poetic and rhythm like mixture. Listen, I'm not dissing, but there's something that you're missing. Maybe you should touch reality. Stop wishing for beats with plenty bass and lyrics set in haste. If its meaning doesn't manifest, put it to rest. I am a poet. You try to show it, yet blow it. It takes concentration for fresh communication, observation. That is to see without speaking. Take off your coat, take notes. I am teaching a class, or rather school, because you need schooling. I am not a king or queen, I'm not ruling. This is an introduction to poetry, a small dedication to those that might know of me, they might know of you, and maybe a gang. But one thing's for sure, neither one of y'all can hang, because yo, I'm like an arrow, and Scott is the crossbow. Say something now. Annihilation and destruction of the next man. That's not poetry, that is insanity. It's simply fantasy, far from reality. Poetry is the language of imagination. Poetry is a form of positive creation. Difficult, isn't it? The point, you're missing it. Your face is in front of my hand, so I'm dissing it. Like all the others, they just cover while I just smother every single stupid mother. Wait, brother, KRS-One will have to show another MC or self-proclaimed king or queen or gang or crew or solo or team that I mean business. So tell me, what is this? See, I come from the Bronx, so just kiss this. Boogie Down Productions is someone's an experiment. The antidote for sucker MCs and they're fearing it. It's
self-explanatory. No one writing for me. The poetry I'm rattling is really not for battling. But if you want, I will simply change the program. So when I'm done, you will simply say, damn. So this conversation is somewhat hypothetical. Boogie Down Productions attempts to prove something. I say hypothetical because it's only theory. My theory. So take a minute now to hear me. You wanna be KRS-2. From my point of view, backtrack, stop the attack. Cause KRS-1 means simply one KRS. That's it, that's all solo, single, no more, no less. I built up my credential financially and mental. Anytime I rhyme, I request the instrumental. I speak clearly, and that's merely, or should I say a mere, help to my career. I'm really not into fashion or craze, just the one who pays and how soon I get a raise. You're probably in a daze, acting out of sympathy. Wrote a couple of rhymes and think that you can get with me. You put the jams on the shelf. You as a manager, it's outspoken. I'm looking at the face. You seem to be hoping that I might stutter, stop, or just mess up. But everything's live, that's why I don't dress up. Blastmaster KRS, a synonym for fresh. I'm the teacher of the class, I do not pass no test. Got DJ Scott Rock by my side, not in back of me, cause we make up the Boogie Down Production crew. Faculty, get it right. But train yourself not to bite, cause when you bite, you have bit. And when I hear it, that's it. I do not contemplate a battle, cause it really ain't worth it. I'd rather point a pistol at your head and try to burst it.
Get.
I'm teaching poetry.
Get.
I'm teaching poetry.
That was Boogie Down Productions with Poetry from Criminal Minded, released in 1987. KRS-One first appeared on vinyl on Advance, a tune seemingly at odds with the party music that characterised much hip-hop of the time, at least that I'm familiar with, talking as he does about nuclear war and the possibilities for music to inspire personal and social change.
Headed for annihilation. I say annihilation, but I mean disintegration. An absolute wipe off from the face of every nation. If you comprehend, you're allowed to ask the question. What could be the meaning of degeneration? Lesson one, lesson two, lesson three, lesson four. A newly presented rap for nuclear war. We have elevated far beyond the rappers of life. So party people, close our eyes and use the mind for the sight. We must understand the basic complications of life before the atom is split and the world is destroyed. If you jam into the sound, this is what I employ. To live it, understand it, and the knowledge of joy. This is the rhyme for the time, elevated from the mind. If you comprehend, well, it's a definite sign that the positive and negative electrical force of the whole world today is on an advanced course. CNO with the S, H2OPO4. Can't all be destroyed by a nuclear war. So to the black, white, Rican, Indian, and Oriental, Muslims, Christians, Rastas, Jews, Gentiles, we got to advance. We have got to advance. When the situation changes, we don't stand a chance. Cause every generation after every generation, we got to find ourselves in some worldwide celebration. Not on registration or a cotton plantation, but different presentation, just like more communication. The kids in graduation with lesser aggravation will tell the other kids of this higher education. This higher education, which is really observation, almost a realization, which will lead to relaxation, not evacuation, for fear of bombing. amputation, or packing helpless families in some army transportation. This army transportation has stamped abbreviation USA, which means you start annihilation. I seem to read the phrase while I'm in this transportation, that those that think of war need to practice masturbation. I mean what I say, cause I say what I mean. So listen to my voice, yes we have a choice.
You see, we got to advance, cause nothing in our lives ever happened by chance. We got to advance, we got to advance, we have got to advance.
That was Scott LaRock and the Celebrity 3 with Advance from the mid-1980s and just before Boogie Down Productions. We got to advance because nothing in our lives happens by chance. Rambeau, the 19th century French poet played on film by Sylvester Stallone, wrote similarly, "Advance, advance always. Now begins the great adventure. Electrical forces are gone." Next up we have Mark B. and Blade with a track called The Unknown from the album of the same name, released in 2000. The album deals with Blade's attempts to reach a wider audience and solidify his popularity in the underground, having run around for years releasing his own material and selling it by hand, long before Immortal Technique became lauded for doing the same, though perhaps in a different relation to the record companies. Let's hear what Blade has to say about the matter.
We are the unknown.
Sometimes it feels like the chips are down, nothing is going your way. You've been recording endlessly, sleepless nights aimlessly. Songs wasted cause tapes are gathering dust. Step one, we're talented. Step two, who can we trust? The industry that's full of cutthroats, false hopes, money controls, killer of many souls, anything goes. You know the ropes, but if you ain't part of the clique, you ain't part of the plan, so you might as well quit. Studios costing the earth to hire your field. You could set the world on fire if you had a deal. But let's be real about this, it ain't what you know, it's who you know. It's all a game and we're all part of the show. What's the role that you play? Can you do it your way? You need a hell of a lot of luck being from the UK. You can say what you wanna say, but remember it's rare that you'll be getting continuous airplay. Now you know the name, unstoppable, clever, artistic. You're about to enter a higher level dimension. We're fantastic. Now you know the name, break the barriers and persist to climb. Many have traveled down the road that you're about to take. Made many mistakes while searching for the perfect break. Years of hardships, ripped jeans, a beardy face. You were there at the wrong time in the wrong place. Maybe next time when you ain't looking desperate, they'll be on you like a rash, yeah, you guessed it. They wanna know your name, where you're from, how long you've been an entertainer for, and who wrote the songs. Do you know Danny from Sony, or Mike at Universal, Dawn from RCA? I met her at the dress rehearsal. Name checking could get you recognized further, but in the meantime trying to survive is murder. It's all a game to them, but to us it's life or death. Or maybe they just lack a lot of depth, or maybe they just don't understand what it means to record, how it feels to perform, but we go on. Now you know the name, unstoppable, clever, artistic. You're about to enter a higher level dimension. We're fantastic.
We are the unknown.
Now you know the name, artistical brainwaves are being sighted. On the streets you recognize your names all over the town. You've been recording for years and you're well renowned. Situations confuse you, bad luck pursues you. Promoters hire you for your services and use you, but fail to pay you, they aim to play you. My advice is play the games like they do. Who knows what's around the corner? It could be the break that you've been waiting for. As a performer with sense, something's about to happen. Keep it up, never give it up, no matter what they all might say. One day, it could pay off. Watch the parasites crowd around you like you're some sort of megastar. But in the meantime, trying to survive is murder, and the conditions you're living in have never been worse. It's in your blood, you're addicted. Nothing can change that. Make your move, this is payback.
We are the unknown.
Now you know the name, Mark B. Blade. Prime cuts. We're fantastic. Break the barriers and persist to climb.
We are the unknown.
Now you know the name, unstoppable. Clever, artistic position. Artistic brainwaves are being stifled. Now you know the name. We're
The dance music underground proceeded by means of independent distribution even earlier, for example Spiral Tribe's Network 23 project. Quote, "The original concept was a very solid one, built on a strong ideology and 4 years frontline experience. The idea was to form an independent collective network that put the artist-musician directly in touch with the end user, via a one-step distribution web that cut out the exploitative middlemen. This was especially useful to artists such as ourselves who were producing small quantities of vinyl with equally small budgets. As I travelled Europe, I realised that we were in a unique position to distribute direct, not just for ourselves but for other small labels. I felt that this was an important antidote to the mainstream stranglehold and a much-needed outlet that would give artists opportunities and benefits that they otherwise may not have. It also, at the other end, delivered to the listening public new and stimulating ideas. What is now firmly on the agenda is a finely tuned cellular strategy based on personal responsibility, individual creative control, and a highly developed personal interface which enables maximum effectiveness when dealing with other individual systems. Once even a relatively small number of projects, whatever they may be, are up and running in this way, a strongly diverse and autonomous structure will inevitably develop. Dead wood rots and new roots grow deep. From Technival Summer Thunder by Mark Spiral, which appeared in the first edition of Dataside magazine in 1997. The full, very interesting article, which deals with the growth and seemingly rapid demise of Network 23, can be found at dataside.ca.com. People will always need ports of entry to find new experiences outside the mainstream. Music and the places where it can be found have provided these valuable new reference points for long times. The gap still exists between traditional routes to fame and fortune and a supposedly more independent and sincere underground. In each situation, however, beware of climbing onto a hamster wheel and going round in circles instead of spiralling in all directions and connecting many points. Many ways of getting in a rut.
Down to the rut, where people sip boredom out of bottomless cup, and life is twice as rough when you come back for more, even though you had enough. Come on down to the rut, where people get stuck sipping boredom out of bottomless cup, and life is twice as rough when you come back for more, even though you had enough. 2 days from now, tomorrow will be yesterday, yet many will remain in the same place anyway. Hell plus heaven, L plus seven, self plus brethren, melt then blend into one. Lust the lack and fuss, bust the backspin. Just begun like Jimmy Cass to cut sacks in. Just imagine, your trusted companion must abandon you for true love with a madman. This underhanded life takes more than one aspirin. Stars die, become has-beens. Function fashion, punks in plastic, one gigantic rut we must relax in. Diligent planner for military cannons, famines, tangents, man splits the atom. Every single dollar we earn tax per annum. No wonder this cash has a laxative action. Come on down to the rut, where people sip boredom out of bottomless cup, and life is twice as rough when you come back for more, even though you had enough. Come on down to the rut, where people get stuck sipping boredom out of bottomless cup, and life is twice as rough when you come back for more, even though you had enough. The ape runs in circles, chasing its tail, at best moving forward at the pace of a snail. Took rope from a crucifix, replaced it with nails, because hate amongst males is the trait that prevails. Took a taste of ale and faced the rails, and dive into a canyon, a stagnant pail. On the way down, I did not look around, and covered both ears to drown out the sound. Saw a sight in a nightgown, hand outstretched, but no matter how I tried, we could not connect. Landed in a pool of every single tear mother wept over. Birth and life and love and death, and how the hell we get into this mess. I confess, if I knew, my pen would be laid to rest, but I don't. So I keep taking baby steps and use the rut as a source of infinite depth. Now come on down to the rut, where people get stuck sipping boredom out of bottomless cup, and life is twice as rough when you come back for more, even though you had enough. Come on down to the rut, where people get stuck sipping boredom out of bottomless cup, and life is twice as rough when you come back for more, even though you had enough.
As with the previous track, The Rut by Delta was produced by Mark B and released in 2005 on the album The Lostralian. Dedicated to anyone scheming on their escape plans and taking the steps to turn them into more than daydreams. Writer and catalyst William Burroughs described escape from his own rut. I have been outside. I have come up from the area of total humiliation and failure. climbed up cell by cell with a million setbacks and debacles. I don't figure to go back. And no one can stand still. Precisely the most dangerous thing in this world or any other. And what I've seen in the past 6 months has convinced me that there are literally billions of other worlds. How could people ever have been so limited to think otherwise? The most dangerous thing to do is to stand still. And no one can do it, actually. You're going up or you're going down. And I know the down area. I came from there. I'm going on up. What I'm putting down on paper now is literally what is happening to me as I move forward. This is no land of the imagination. It is real as a table, which, seen from the four-dimensional point of time, is, of course, a phantom, and dangerous in a most literal sense. From a letter to poet Allen Ginsberg from 1959, as Burroughs worked on Naked Lunch, and collected in The Letters of William Burroughs, 1945 to 1959. 3 weeks ago, police and protesters clashed in Nigeria as thousands converged on a governor's office during nationwide fuel price strikes, leaving 30 wounded, including 18 who were shot. Protesters set two vans ablaze and also sought to set fire to the home of Central Bank Governor Lamido Sanusi in Kano, but were stopped by police. Quote, "Dance your angers and your joys, dance the guns to silence. Dance, 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 dance." Ken Sarawiwa, one of nine executed environmental activists and a member of the Ogoni people whose homeland, Ogoniland, in the Niger Delta in Nigeria, has been laid waste by crude oil extraction since the 1950s by Shell and other companies. Next, another message to hip-hop MCs and whoever else from Immortal Technique and DJ Green Lantern, titled Open Your Eyes, and from the album The Third World, released in 2008.
We're here because of you. We're here because you were there. We've arrived from every corner of the planet to this nation to seek the fulfillment of the promise of America. We were promised a better life in our home countries, where we were told that privatizing water and electricity would make things run more efficiently. Instead, the quality remained almost the same, and the price was increased until it became an unaffordable luxury. Some corporations are more efficient than government, but their motivation is not the health or well-being of the people. It's only about profit. Everything else, their image, their human resources, their public relations only exist to protect the reality behind it. Once upon a time, we were told that nationalization would prevent growth by limiting competition, that our countries were nothing without the companies that invested in us. And so they privatized everything. Everything in our country was owned by people that had no connection to our culture, by those who never had our interest at heart. They didn't care about our survival or well-being. They just wanted to turn a profit by raping the land, by exploiting our people, our industry, and our resources. They took everything we built and made it theirs. First by creating racism to justify slavery, building the capital for capitalism. And then when they gave us what they called liberty, everything we had was still owned by them. Our governments told us that socialism was the real enemy, and that we would have freedom, but the foreign powers and corporations were the ones with the real freedom. The freedom to take all the wealth generated by our work and our land and give us only a small percentage of the scraps from the table. Their lust for power and their greed drove them to betray not only us, but themselves and the word of their own God. And while some used missionaries and donations to offset this abuse, other countries and companies were blatant with their crimes, using war, disease, and sanctions that killed millions. They supported corrupt governments that were almost like the old slave masters in their repression of the people, because their loyalty was to those who enabled them, installed them, and kept them in power. They became the bastard children of American industry, kleptocracies, governments of thievery. They protected the corporate corporations and went to war against their own people to preserve those profits. The puppet rulers were given billions of US tax dollars to fund civil wars, right-wing death squads, execute political dissidents, sympathetic clergy, and even overthrow democratically elected governments. And so the age of revolution began again. They painted it as godless terrorists versus the free world and the free market. But the free market has never been free, because the market does not regulate itself. It is manipulated like a puppet, and it survives because of its image. Destroy the image and the enemy will die. Such is the same in the rap industry, for the major label superpowers treat the underground like the third world. When they need new assets, new artists to prostitute or sign and put on the shelf to use their songs, when they needed new concepts, music and publishing to steal from producers, they came to the underground, to the third world. They took our culture, our property and our industry and our resources, even using our own people to help them exploit us. But behind the mask of efficiency they claim that we need to succeed, they're no better than us. Their economic advertisement was always a lie. A few got rich, but most were given an illusion of wealth, almost as if it was designed for failure. Opportunity comes at the price of the soul and the music. So remember what they are underneath the fancy architecture, glittering rented jewelry, the cars, the IMF loans, the seeds with suicide genes, 20-year contracts and oil blood money. Build your defenses, my independent brothers and sisters. They'll stop at nothing to get what they want. They paint the third world underground as savage and backward, but the superpowers are no less corrupt. They've just learned to disguise it better, cause they fix elections too. They embezzle tax money, they go to war for resources, they fund terrorism for their own benefit. And when there's enough at stake, history's taught us that they'll even assassinate their own presidents.
I like the way he talks about government and corporate control and then transposes the way that functions onto underground hip-hop culture, which we can then use as a template to see if it fits other situations. The top-down profit control model based on force, and twisted in with that an unknowing agreement and or the enormous difficulties of doing anything about the rule once in place and taken to be unavoidable. We don't have to go along with decisions we were not there to make, inherited death drive scenarios composed in chaos in a mixture of determined action and uncontrolled random forces. Quote, capitalism's war on the natural world acts like a virus sucking in every vitality of its prey, leaving everything behind ill-equipped and more often than not dead. It turns everything it touches toxic. For the past centuries it has devastated forests, rivers, seas and oceans, wildlife, and has destroyed local communities in unimaginable rates. Mining is one of the top three ecosphere threats in the world, one of the main forefronts of capitalism's progress and development, and undoubtedly one of the main sources of super profits. From Eco Defense, journal publication of the Udangon Ang Mina Network in the Philippines, where insurrectionary resistance to mining continues. The Eco Defense journal can be downloaded for free from 325.nostate.net. Quote, when I was young, I believed in three things: Marxism, the redemptive power of cinema, and dynamite. Now I just believe in dynamite. Sergio Leone, film director.
Sharpshooter regime, guard work regime, Baby J all the way, smooth as Alize. Yeah, yeah, General Grimm. Yeah, locking it down like the federal pin. Yo, we gon' start with the hook. Yo, yo. Hey, you about to wreak havoc on the beast this year. Labels ain't trying to promote this here. Commercial radio shows, they just don't care. The savior of the rap world now appears to my peers on the pavement. Time is near to my peers on my wavelength. Have no fear. 10 years of politics can make me aware. My soul is more precious than rap careers. I'm holding lives, armies of God immobilized. Reclaiming scrolls stolen by spies, holding drives. My mother's swollen eyes prepare me for warfare. Busting all four in your ear with more flair than the 4th of July. My sharpshooter regime got the prototype to blow a mic. You couldn't see me in infrared photo light. I'm so precise, you know the poe is nice. Carrying a tube made of golden ice. Marching through your outpost, causing outbursts. Caught you in your house coat, made your mouth hurt. Just saying my name is a federal offense. Now you the hip. hip-hop general whose attacks is indefendable. Your weak spine is bendable, your weak mind is pretendable. It wants to act sensible, but lacks intelligence to pull it off. You only understand the bullet talk. Instead of talking that bull, you should have walked out of my territory. My clever stories, several poorly put together measures lyrically. I'm like a terror orgy, you rap bore me. Made me into this sword carrying, cord bearing, lord bearing, broad barbarian. You know the guards twisted like Bavarian pretzels. Plus, I'm never respectful to those who are neglectful of their duty to civilize. As they minimize the power of a live mic, see I maximize on cracking they vibe just to provide light. And only the strong survive, so I keep the rhyme tight. I'm about to be havoc on the beat this year. Labels ain't trying to promote this year. Commercial radio shows, they just don't care. The savior of the rap world just appeared to my peers on the pavement. Time is near to my beats on a wavelength. Have no fear. 10 years of politics can make me aware. My soul is more precious than rap careers. Modern scientists clone cows and sheep that's grown from cells. Manipulate nature where guns fail. War tactics vary. Our adversary has various ways to bury us. Ex-slaves of America, every day can be your last day. You could be blasted the fast way. Castrate the ricochet and slash gray matter while you're praying to the father, kissing the Kaaba. Kids on the corner is turning the streets into a sauna. In the black homes while the black dome lacks the backbone to recapture the black phone. You got Aryans all up in your face and you're bugging off who got the hottest mixtape in New York State. War schemes you plot, the war feds and plot lace to block with crates full of glocks. See they got more fiends fiending for more fiends and more rocks than Plymouth until it's hot for the timid street chemists. Got more bass than DJs got bass bins. Jakes to pull a raid in, stomp back the carp in combat. Mortals are charged like Raiden. You caught off guard, now armed guards escort you to court. Offices where offices offer certain deals which appeal to the snake mind. Yo, it ain't hard to find fakes from clothes designs to jewels to mixtapes to the way that I'm yo! I'm fed up, me and the guards set up. So every other team get wet up. I'm about to wreak havoc on the beast this year. Labels ain't trying to promote this here. Commercial radio shows, they just don't care. The savior of the rap world just appeared to my peers on the pavement. Have no fear to my peers on my wavelength. Have no fear. 10 years of time, you can make me aware. I'm too hyped to finish this.
That was Too Poetic, a.k.a. Grim Reaper of Grave Diggers. A track titled Saviour, produced by Baby J and released in 1998, in which Grimm says, "You got Aryans all up in your face and you're bugging off who got the hottest mixtape." Last week, the English Defence League, EDL, tried to make a stand in Barking, East London, where the BNP have had some level of widespread support. A local anti-fascist said, "It really was a poor turnout, about 80 of them, mostly old guys in their 50s or young kids, no casuals to be seen." The EDL were cordoned off by police outside Barking Town Hall and later bombarded with pots of yoghurt. After that, 20 of them got off the tube at Bethnal Green and pub-crawled their way up to the East London Mosque, the target of the EDL Tower Hamlets demo back in September. According to the anti-fascist witness, they were there briefly shouting, "Allah is a pedo," then almost straight away one of them got knocked out. Within 10 minutes there were 300 or 400 locals there ready to confront them. There were also riot police all over the shop. The EDL were then all arrested for their own safety. Recommended books. No Retreat, The Secret War Between Britain's Anti-Fascist and the Far Right by Dave Hann and Steve Tilsey, which describes how anti-fascist action, AFA, successfully battled fascists in England in the late 1970s and 80s, the authors having been part of Manchester AFA. And Anti-Fascist by Martin Lux, which describes similar working-class resistance to racism, this time in London at the end of the 1970s. Street knowledge.
The streets are rugged, screw faces are faceless. You won't survive if you ain't close to being amazing. Tie your laces, run for your life, boy. They could jack you for anything, people died for phones. Your wheels are now an extension to your character. Your personality's a clone of a million others. Hidden agendas, cold and heartless. It's a competition to see who can be the darkest. All shapes and sizes, who governs the law? The uniform is a symbol that symbolizes favoritism. Everyone's a rebel, why you walking with your nose up? We torture with the music just to show we ain't the same. Ready for action, bro, I'm the catalyst. I don't give a fuck about your rules cause they're man-made. Concrete tower blocks, steel frame skyscrapers. The news that's twisted in the papers are scandalous. Routines and formulas provoke a few changes. My shoulders are still scarred from when I carry the world. tear the skin to expose a humanoid. Trained to destroy when the computers break down. Viral infection spreads like the plague. Nobody is safe, let the brave go first. Your worst nightmare starts right here. Programmed to fear, you're lost in the alcohol. Money is tight, so you blaze away the garden weed. It's hard indeed, I hide behind the curtain frame. Paint a smile on my face just to disguise the pressure. Talk to the fish in the bowl just to escape life. The mirror reflects an image I don't recognize. The pit of the earth is just around the corner. This cap ain't worn for fashion, it's a disguise. Hides the eyes from uninvited visitors. Intelligent con men, don't try to con a con man. Consider the symbol of me breaking the truce. Forgive me, Father, cause I'm about to sin again. Just to protect whatever's mine, unleash the dogs. Pit bull terriers, system of the damned. The fire is raging, the crazy man lives. You can kiss my vinyl, raise the alarm. It's a free for all with no mercy for informants. Take a lie detector test to test you. Don't do what the rest do, I never follow guidelines. Blueprint of a maniac on the loose. Don't confuse me with the boy that you once knew. Extra, extra, see it on your TV screen. The streets are mean and over flooded with vermin. Caution, when you approach any man with a balaclava, cause he's bound to have had a fallout with his girlfriend. The end is near, lend an ear. Bend the fear, suspend the tear. Send me to another year.
That was another track from Blade called System of a Damned, this time from his 2006 album Guerrilla Tactics, produced by Baby J. It contains the most odd and hilarious lines. Caution when you approach any man with a balaclava, because he's bound to have had a fallout with his girlfriend. So this show goes out to all those faceless women and men engaged in anti-capitalist resistance, natural forces to the rescue. We first heard Kate Tempest at an early speaker's corner, managing friends Free to Enter Free Speech MC night in Brixton, when she was cajoled onto the stage by her friend and then blew our minds in seconds. Robbo went over to chat with her, and that's how this tune appeared on a vinyl. Against the G8 in 2005 and for Microphone Creativity, The Catalyst by Excentral The Tempest.
Yo, Excentral The Tempest stirring up the water, yo. Yo, crooked man on the beat, yo.
Crooked man, yo, 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 it's central.
Yo, yo, it's central. From the realms of darkness, from the chasms of doom,
from doom, from doom.
Riding the monsoon. Yo, it's a hollow darkness that swallows up my happy thoughts. Creeps around inside of my capillaries. It's coming close to killing me. I lose myself in similes and metaphors. Soliloquies, forget the flaws of those before. Humanity is doomed. They wrote it on the walls before the Mayans were abolished. History is arched and polished. Altered, changed, that's why I abstain from putting too much of my belief in any one thing at all. But without trust, can you have peace? I talk about the darkness, sends its shadows through the street. Where I stand, salute the full moon with sweet blood upon my teeth. Look around me, see the grief that marks the footsteps of mankind. They walk projected, preparing themselves for the unexpected. Strange, I come to snatch away their precious things, forgetting things that matter, regretting dreams that shatter in this place where every face displays the lack of trust, the lack of peace. Plus, no one really knows what's happening in the Middle East. I remember learning of the Illuminati of the beast, shivering inside me deep beneath where cold can reach. I told myself I'd always keep my mind as free as speech, open and prepared, educated and aware of world's affairs and the world leaders' intentions. But them shape-shifting aliens specialise in deception. Couple that with heavy sessions, burning bliss, increasing convalescence. Voices in my head teaching me lessons wish I'd never learned. Zeus burned, it's in the tray and still smoking. Mind is in a state and still open, although it's been consumed by the fumes and the writing on the runes. Tempest stands strong in the storm and summers the monsoon. And yo, it seems like there's nothing to believe in sometimes. The city looks so pretty when the evening sun shines over the Thames. Now and again I hurt, everybody hurts. Pain is just a catalyst for change, it's not a curse. But there's nothing to believe in sometimes. City looks so pretty when the evening sun shines over the Thames. Now and again I hurt, everybody everybody hurts. Pain is just a catalyst for change, it's not a curse. It's the man who walks with his hands tied, caught in the landslide. Can't understand why he's failed to achieve the dreams he forgot he had. This is what this city will do. Most conceal the bad inside them, dress themselves in grey suits, tighten up the noose around their neck, shirt and tie of hurt regret. They're financially adept, emotionally stressed, move around the tube like a monster with a thousand heads. In crowds they take their breath, so eager to get on and do. You make a wage from 9 to 5, ignore the man in front of you who's dying, suffocating on his poverty. You're passing by, what even meet is I? How come you feel so morally right? Because you swallowed the fire inside your hollowing pipe. For you tomorrow is bright, you still feel sorrow at night, because you extinguished the flames. Plus you gave away your power when you gave away your name, and you became a number in the system, a statistic as you blunder through existence, saying nothing because they took away your voice. Worst part is it was your choice. You pay for water, for shelter, for heat and for food, but you're unprotected, you're scared stiff and you're screwed up, living solitary lives in solitary confinement while they're killing innocent men for fuel and ruining the environment. If they planted fields of hemp, fuel prices would be cured. Those that benefit from the state of things can rest assured. Yo, the chairman of the board, he knows the score is getting paid. Probably as a rocket prepared to blast him into space when the time comes, stationed on the moon to call his home. As we burn, the end is nigh, yo. This is surely known by all of us. Deep down inside ourselves, it's all gone on too long. Fuck the bushes and the rocks, child. The fire, the chip, and keep your mind strong. Rewind songs, reread books that teach you lessons. Communicate with those you deem to be wise. Me, I can't sleep nights. Up with the stars and the giants. Extend through the tempest, immersed in the science. Yo, mental appliance, yo. Yo, hey, yo, it feels like there's nothing to believe in sometimes. The city looks so pretty when the evening sun shines over the Thames. Now and again, I hurt, everybody hurts. Pain is just a catalyst for change, it's not a curse. But there's nothing to believe in sometimes. City looks so pretty when the evening sun shines over the Thames. Now and again I hurt, everybody hurts. Yo, pain is just a catalyst for change, it's not a curse. Yo, pain is just a catalyst for change, it's not a curse. Yo, pain is just a catalyst, yo. Just a catalyst, yo. Extend through the tempest, the crooked man, crooked man.
Quote, a catalyst intervenes in reality, recognises specific targets, triggers effects, causes encounters that would not have taken place without it, and yet it is not consumed or permanently changed in these interactions, so that it can go on triggering effects elsewhere. Manuel Delander, Deleuze and the Open-Ended Becoming of the World. Gilles Deleuze, having been an astonishing MC and all-round lyrical genius in the early days of hip-hop in France, until his death in 1995, having opened doors for others, he himself jumped out of a window after his well-known fondness for chain-smoking blunts led to the loss of a lung and the onset of debilitating pulmonary illnesses. In California, USA, aka You Start Annihilation, where the cops have a notorious history of brutality, the website of the California State Law Enforcement Association, CSLEA.com, has recently been thoroughly hacked, defaced and then destroyed, along with 18 others it hosted. Databases were dumped, membership rosters and thousands of police usernames and passwords taken and passed on for use and abuse. In a communique, the hackers said, "When these soulless traitors voluntarily chose to cross the picket line and side with the bosses and bureaucrats, they burned all bridges with the working class. As the boot boys for capitalism, they do not protect us, instead choosing to serve the interests and assets of the rich ruling class, the 1%. Cyber activists have also attacked the websites of Finnish anti-piracy groups after a local internet service provider was forced to block access to popular file-sharing website The Pirate Bay and have promised to keep the sites of the Copyright Information and Anti-Piracy Centre and International Federation of the Phonographic Industry down for as long as they like. Next up we have Double D Dagger with a track called A Twisted Funfair, released in 2006.
I don't know what's going on. We're stumbling around together in this unformed world whose rules and objectives are largely unknown, seemingly indecipherable, or even possibly non-existent.
Is life really what it seems? Perhaps a rotten dream filled with freaks, demons that do nothing but plot and scheme. Things what a street where the kids play hide and seek. It's deep, each word I speak's a vision of what I see. Every man's got to eat, shot in work, health bring the meat. Gotta fight, lie and cheat, duck and dive to avoid the beat. Lay low vision. I keep my faith in the spitting, twisting up the opposition, deliberate propositions to the mass populism, shitting on politicians. I'm suspicious, well guided, not blinded by the fictitious rich men behind all the violence. Highly influential, Illuminati connection, subliminal intervention is changing up your perception. Gretchen, I'm not messing, I feel that it's highly relevant. Cybernetic experiments and microchip development, specialized by FBI and MI5 intelligence. They control all the pestilence, economics and terrorists. What's televised, what's censored, and whose name gets mentioned? Blair's nothing but a Benson to the Skull and Bones Convention. Fellas with sick intention, and powers to vent attention. I guess the lesson's redemption, and Armageddon's the ending.
Ain't the devil happy?
Look. Listen, let me tell you about the blocks. The cops carry the glocks, the socks carry the shots. Some don't sit there and watch. Lass, what's clocking your spot? I think about it lots while I strap a suit and cop, sniffing up the fumes I pop. Why can't I just quit and stop? Cause the system got us locked, cause life isn't what it was. Never meant to live in misery and incorrect iniquity, of course. The conspiracy, divide and spread the infamy to multiply the poverty. So logically, ethnic mockery's their philosophy. They obviously plan to manipulate the old monopoly, denying its equality. Civilizations, honest, let's make an observation of Masons ruling the nation. Forget Satan's temptation, just listen to what I'm saying. Big brother's another blatant sign of what it be facing. Surveillance taping our faces from bathing ourselves to bathing. I find it simply amazing the way they keep us engaged in this place without faith, where manner forever changing. I meditate on occasion, thinking of infiltrating Buckingham Palace basement, a day in the life of Damien. But who in the world could blame him? Cause life is full of restraint and numerous engagements where man pushing his patience. The paper is what I'm chasing, but really it should be true. So I'm ready and able to set example for the youth. Veteran, it's nothing new. I think it's very significant for citizens to understand the militant culture that we're living in. Most of us are innocent, not cynical civilians, but blamed for any criminal incident. Life is full of predicaments, isn't the truth or isn't it? Dogmatic, democratic, see counsel in this business. Ignorant opinions contaminate the millions. Reoccurring coincidence, Tony, I hope you're listening.
Ain't the devil happy?
Next Level Flows and Bar Content from Leeds. Sadly, Double D Dagger split not so long ago. Good luck in the land of the amoebas. Quote, the present-day United Kingdom is a controlled theme park, covered in surveillance cameras, vehicle tracking, identical housing estates, post-industrial zones and sprawling road and train networks. There's virtually no wilderness left. The powerful and rich control the countryside, as much as or even more than the cities. And there is little freedom beyond the mainstream, unless you take it. The same as anywhere else. The prison of everyday life is so total here that the only choice remaining is its complete destruction. If we were to reflect on human life experience, both individual and collective, we would perhaps understand the wisdom that sometimes it takes a total breakdown for things to change. Of course, some people are scared of change, of the unknown. People limp along miserably in all sorts of dysfunctional conditions for years. Relationships, jobs, towns, etc. Rather than face the necessary and radical alteration of those conditions into a future they cannot yet imagine. And because society is made up of individual human beings, then society is no different. People lap up the distractions being offered. TV, consumables, mainstream cultures, drugs, subcultures, actions, gatherings, spiritual panaceas, anything. So long as they can put off confronting the essential emptiness of everyday life. Almost 7 billion people across the world are hooked into a genocidal and tyrannical system that has insinuated itself as a life support machine. Civilization gives the impression that its destruction would mean the end of all life. However, an extinction wave is already happening which, if it did continue, would have that exact result, accompanied by near total victory for the capitalist techno-industrial military system and the financial power which underpins it. We are in the midst of an unprecedented ecological collapse. We are witnessing our species suicidally contaminate and destroy its own habitat and that of every other species on the planet. An expanding population which prioritises itself and its own prescribed and enforced lifestyle above all other considerations, living in complete disharmony with the natural world and destroying the fragile ecosystem upon which we depend. It's not enough to rot our dreams with the incontinence of action. The future is yours with every dream you make into reality and every refusal you make concrete. Whether locked down in jail, on the street, or imprisoned in the family or workplace, every moment of your life depends on your ability to scheme and rebel against anybody and anything which tries to put their authoritative hand upon you. You are the future, and the world is yours. Those were a very few remarks excerpted from an article titled Rain and Fire, in 325 magazine number 9, available for free download from 325.nostate.net. Further darkened street knowledge.
Welcome to the hood news. It may not be good news, but it sure is hood news.
Sometimes I just don't care.
On the west side, a woman had this to say about the prison system.
It's not new. It just happened to be my son this time instead of some other black woman's son.
So the hood news would like to know, what do you think the real problem is?
I blame the prison. I blame the people who run the prison. I blame the governor, the state, and the United States government. I blame them all. Because they have the power to change these things and don't want to. Can't you understand? They don't want to change them.
For sure. So watch out on the north side, because one time it's eyeing them weed spots and illegal searches in full effect. That's why we say, fuck the police. Which, by the way, the OGs say,
is an expression of revolutionary culture.
And Hood News sends an alert to all the east side riders. Hang that RBG flag high, not that red, white, and blue bullshit. Bin Laden wasn't aiming for you. Watch that media, that's right, turn off the radio, TV, all that bullshit. Don't believe the FBI shit about pocking big, let's find out for ourselves. You are in tune to the Hood News. It may not be good news, but it showing up is Hood News.
That was Hood News by Dead Prez, from Turn Off the Radio, the mixtape Volume 1, released in 2004, and suggests much for the possibilities of radio transmissions, this show being a tiny baby step in such a direction. We're now much closer, with computers, to the earliest situation of radios being transmitters as well as receivers, before this communication outlet was closed down. In Berlin on New Year's Eve, in respect of those behind bars, solidarity marches of greater numbers than previously took place, and fireworks were set off, with banners showing support for Sonja and Christian, two members of German guerrilla group Revolutionary Cells, RZ, who have just been extradited from France after disappearing from Germany for 22 years, and for Dennis J., murdered by police in Berlin on New Year's Eve 2008. Elsewhere in Berlin, one group attacked a police van and two police cars with stones and fireworks in remembrance of those killed by the police. Several other police cars were later attacked in a similar way, including outside a squat party in a house where those enjoying themselves later resisted riot police who stormed the building and tried to make arrests. Further demos occurred in other towns and cities in Germany. Quote, "People are not bribed to shut up about what they know. They are bribed not to find things out." William Burroughs, The Place of Dead Roads.
Yeah.
That was Dole Scum by Pinstickers from 2009. Sorry for the lo-fi sound quality. Events of other people's tech functions conspired against us getting a higher quality version. Thanks to Lou for sending the tune through. Quote, we're here to share with other people. I have an obligation not to waste what I have, what we have. We should always potentialise and maximise like minds. John Balance of Coil.
It's all love, it's all love, it's all love. I don't eat no meat, no dairy, no sweets. Only ripe vegetables, fresh fruit and whole wheat. I'm from the old school, my household smell like soul food, bruh. Curry falafel, barbecue tofu. No fish though, no candy bars, no cigarettes. Only ganja, fresh squeezed juice from oranges. Exercising daily to stay healthy. And I rarely drink water out the tap cause it's filthy.
Lentil soup is mental fruit and ginger root is good for the youths. Fresh vegetable with them Italian stew. Sweet yam fries with the green callaloo. Careful how you season and prepare your foods, cause you don't wanna lose vitamins and minerals, and that's the jewel. Life brings life, it's valuable. So I eat what come from the ground, it's natural. Let your food be your medicine, no accelerant. Strictly herb generates from the sun, cause I got melanin and drink water. 8 glasses a day, cause that's what they say.
They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, cause true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, cause true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. Be healthy, y'all.
Dead Prez with Be Healthy from their first album, Let's Get Free, released in 2000. I had one of those jaw-dropping experiences hearing it for the first time. The variety of subject matters for the songs being unparalleled. At the time, me and my partner in Terra Audio were squatting in Brighton, getting projects off the ground and studying, making interventions, etc. The other occupants were a bunch of teenagers away from their parents' homes for the first time, on a non-stop mission into altered states, ripping up floors and causing mayhem. It all seemed purely hedonistic. However, they altered not only their own states, but also formed into little crews and made actions against McDonald's and others.
People would see and let them be, and there'd be no suffering.
This version of No Government by Nicolette was taken from Now Is Early, a compilation of her early 1990s material made with Shut Up and Dance. The song was remade in 1995. The many, many remix versions rinsed to rasp by sound systems everywhere. Having acknowledged the desirability and potential outcomes of having no government, a thin line between woolly idealism and actual freedom through accepting responsibility for making decisions personally and in communities of whatever size, next up we have Breach the Peace by Spiral Tribe from 1992. A celebration of the free party spirit and a response to the authorities attempting to close the door on the party people, who had received a jolt of energy from amplified music in natural amphitheatres and found themselves confronting the control of free space by landowners, who had originally formed the government to legislate themselves into perpetual dominance of our lives and prevent access to self-sufficiency in favour of wage slavery. Quote, "The musicians of today, the musicians of Spiral Tribe, are locksmiths or safecrackers, fanatically searching for the right combination that will allow the heavy steel doors of oppression to swing wide. Music has always played a significant part in control and counter-control. Popular music, the people's music, has, apart from mainstream commercial padding, played an integral role in the course of history. In the positive, it has been the medium through which words of freedom, whether audible or not, have been communicated directly to the inner subconscious self. The rhythm, too, speaks loud and clear, in an unspoken language, direct input, secret but safe." Spiral Tribe, from a party handout titled Music, Magic and Terror Technic.
Police moved in around 8 o'clock last night. Police moved in around 8 o'clock last night. Police moved in around 8 o'clock last night. Police moved in around 8 o'clock last night.
Instructions to the officers were to arrest the people.
Police moved in around 8 o'clock last night.
Instructions to the officers were to arrest the people to prevent a breach of the peace. Serious breach of the peace.
Always having a party.
We're part of the circus, it's a part of us. And if our first sister's not one with us, as the buffaloes, deers, and eagles alike, the two share a planet and the human right to exist as a spirit and flow free with a whim. The real reality must now begin. We gotta fight for our freedom to go with the flow. It's a waste of time to know things we know, put our knowledge into practice and change minds. The stack of society is sitting down blind. I am a savage and I do not understand how the beauty of the earth can be so back to man. Say, I am a savage and I do not understand how the beauty of the earth can be so back to man. Now,
there's nothing wrong with having a party.
Were to arrest the people.
Police moved in around 8 o'clock last night.
Instructions to the officers were to arrest the people to prevent a breach of the peace. Serious breach of the peace.
Understand how the beauty of the earth can be so back to man. I am a savage and I do not understand how the beauty of the earth can be so back to man.
Each moment that we live, each thought that we have, every action that we make becomes an intrinsic part of the whole. Once the conscious mind has understood the implications of connection, it is able to see how it as an entity fits in. It can then utilize this knowledge not only to become the master of its own destiny, but also a contributor to the destiny of the world. If these connections are ignored or exploited for personal gain, the influences work against the whole, corrupting it, unbalancing and eventually weakening it to the point of its own destruction. Our minds are sensitive receptors, eager to learn and naturally curious, but at the same time they are vulnerable to misinformation and manipulation. An untruth told to ourselves or others will cause a defect in the fabric of events, clouding our vision, confusing our opinions, distorting our priorities, reinforcing prejudices and undermining our confidence to express our true nature. It is not in the nature of the majority to knowingly inflict suffering, but poverty, hunger, waste, war, deforestation and pollution are all consequences of our actions. Spiral Tribe, from a party handout titled The Spiral, the Eye, the Hand.
Our people are poor, and you know they're real, nobody wants to be poor. This play is going to show how the pigs react when the people start to take community control over what belongs to them and liberate it back.
Sometimes I just don't
care. Murderation, modern handgun education. Price of your life is going up, it ain't inflation. Incrimination, they got my picture at the station. Elimination, state to state, we eating by this nation. Then belly full, my trigger finger got pulled. To cut the bull shot, to warm your flesh like wool. These tools for survival, make fools out of rivals. Fuck the Bible, get on your knees and praise my rifle. Your life is done, there ain't another place to run. Eat your own gun, scared because my people never known fun.
Cops ride by on the streets and blow my friends away. I try to smoke enough lie to take my sins away. This E&J befriend us in its own special way, son. We live for the day, the only way done. The violence in me reflect the violence that's around me. I choose that wildly, Mr. Charlie keep his eye on me to figure my head. But them ass-kissing niggas is dead. We learning chokeholds with fisherman's thread. I read the art of Sun Tzu in a couple of fucking days. Used to practice kung fu with this nigga that's like double my age. And you can put this on the government's grave. Somebody paying for the way we have to suffer enslaved. Assassination, word up. I swear on the president's grave, I'm sick of living in this bullshit. Go down and take it to the full length. Meet us up on Capitol Hill and we can get up in some real shit. You ain't even safe with a full clip. I swear on the president's grave, I'm sick of living in this bullshit. Go down and take it to the full length. Meet us up on Capitol Hill and we can get up in some real shit. Assassination. Yeah.
That was Assassination by Dead Prez, also from the Let's Get Free album. The hand drums at the beginning and the words spoken by the youth for me link this tune with Gil Scott-Heron and On Into Time in many directions and situations of music, a source of information and variously coded messages. 2012 heralded the first jailbreak from a Japanese prison since 1989 and the first ever from Hiroshima prison. Li Guolin, a Chinese national serving a 23-year sentence for shooting a police officer and stealing a squad car in 2005, escaped wearing only his prison-issued underwear by climbing up scaffolding and over a wall which had its sensors turned off during the repair work. He apparently later gave himself up in chilly conditions. Quote, I was programmed to be wide awake and fully aware 23 hours a day. It has only been in the past few years since I began to allow myself to concentrate on thinking about my dreams, about my former personality and its erased feelings and memories, that I've learned to relax my mind and let it wander. Walter Tevis, Mockingbird.
Mockingbird.
a slow drive. Tech 9 might tech out your whole spine. Nah, that's not a cold line, the roadside's so grime. I'm on a slow grind, walking through the city full of lost souls. But me, I never sold mine for no gold mine or to get ahead. Most times I held it up like a clothesline. So in 09, when I land home, trust me, homes, the whole clan's so nice. But for now, you gotta hold tight. Stick close by and make sure these jankros don't try to get us ghost like, cause they got no stripes. And we've been waiting for this moment our whole lives. It's a tech time, it's no high, it's alright, so nice.
Kay Lashnikov, a tune called Tech Time from Return to the Sagas, released in 2010. On January the 10th, rioters hit the streets of Clermont-Ferrand, capital of the Auvergne region in France. 30 vehicles went up in flames in just a single night as the local citizenry reacted to the maltreatment of Wissam Al-Yamni, aged 30, who ended up in a coma after his arrest on New Year's Eve. He supposedly suffered a heart attack. However, no plausible explanations have been offered as to the cause. All that is known is that he had no previous heart problems in his medical history and some very visible injuries on his neck. Wissam passed away on Monday the 9th. Police preemptively fielded the Gautery area with more police in a bid to avoid more trouble, as one bystander said. Why would they fill the streets with more cops if they'd done nothing wrong? Of course they are guilty. They killed him.
They created a monster who created a montage of vivid images where I've been living in a place called England, where we never wait to be given what we make for a living. The government trying to take back, play your position, but sway doesn't listen. He's on a mission to break worldwide. That's why he's raising the stakes. Same stake opposition, they're trying to take off his plate. When he steps in the place, they shake like, and they're trying to take his place like. And whenever he steps in the rave like, whole crowd stop like black. Lights bright, and he rock this thing till daylight. Steady trying to give the people what they like. He came a long way from the estate. I hear them talking, but talk is cheap. Time is money, so why they walk, I leave. I ain't trying to endorse their orchid speech. I endorse and endorse his creed. Meaning on the mainland, I am back. Kind of like the main on the lion's back. In this concrete jungle, a pride intact. Cause they roar, titans clash. I attack these fleet felines. No verses, I kill them with at least three lines. I am the mainland's highest rank. I'm the English captain with these three lines. Reach me easy like 3 feet high. Wanna shut me down like they were DTI. It's two fingers plus DCY. And we rep the scene like we were BPI. The competition see me as a pest, pest. Whatever I get, they get less, less. The whole campaign was a mess, mess. I hold champagne to the press, press. And I get bookings on the rest, rest. They only get bookings under the rest, rest. Sole trader, I write checks, checks. Give it a rock, giving it a rest, rest. Bad guy, okay. I bring the drama like it's roleplay. When it comes to beef, I feel no weight. Icebox for the heart, I feel no pain. And full of the haters, I say no names. Cause I ain't trying to give haters no fame. When it comes to arms, I watch your face. I come up with them arms, I wash your face. Don't get captured by the captions. Never get wrapped up in the rapture. Don't get caught up in the rapping. You'll end up wrapped up in the black one. Sell your soul for the gold of platinum. Have the devil in your pocket like a folding napkin. Loads of rappers really ain't rolled, they're acting. And most of them are scared of the roles they're acting. Truth is they really ain't holding. Mac-10s ain't loading. Up the magazines like, but they shoot for magazines like. Cause they ain't really G's like. See real killers in the freeze like. In beef, they run into police like. Cause they don't really want another street life. They believe in their own hype. But if you energy, you need to leave it alone like. Only bet all they hold is a pro mic. And they ain't letting nothing go. That's why they always screaming out. They always screaming out. But they got no tech, no 4-5. Just techniques spinning on 4-5. Gun fingers don't take no lies. Without the darkness, there be no light. And I'm the light, that's no lie. And sometimes the guy that they don't like. Cause I spread positive vibes like don't fight. Yeah, they ain't ready for this British king. Try to do the numbers like chipping pin. Can't afford to pay the haters, no mind. Unless you all start chipping in.
Straw Men there by Two Fingers featuring Sway. Don't get caught up in the rapping. On winter solstice 2011 in Buenos Aires, Argentina, various groups gathered in an act of remembrance for those killed by police 10 years earlier during the economic crisis. The groups blocked traffic and burned tyres before later moving on to set fire to the decorative Christmas tree put in place by the government.
Pass a hand grenade, it's gonna blow cause I took out the pen. The task is detonator, data sent. Programmed with protons, equipped with predicates. Electrons and elements just fit. One pronoun hit the ground and that's that. Hit the floor like a meteor, so get back. Commas, implication marks, separate the spark. Follow the course until avoid getting sharp. More votes than the lightning bolt, handle with care. Far from fragile warfare, won't tear. Armed to danger, was trained for combat. Let off rounds and they won't respond back. Explosions I made to evade your parade. Your weak beats decay till they can't get played. Wrong elements in the mic, they get sprayed. Pass the hand grenade. Make a killing, get the salt and pepper from the maid, get the blood off the blade, pass the hand.
try this, your response is torn slightest. I'm leaving orphans and writers, we're arthritis. You got the slightest ideas, I got the brightest. Here's the lightest, so clear, it's out of sight. It's darkness, from the darkness came the light. The night is the time for rhyme to recite it. Educate up a complicated style for all the biters. I'm shutting rappers up like Midas. I got the force of a turbo force. You get lost in the source and then thrown off course. You can't destroy the decoys from detour. No sense of direction, so what you speed for? You wouldn't have never made it. How many styles have I created? So many rhymes I bust, you're frustrated. Then the mic is self-destruct, you get sprayed. Pass the hand grenade. Pass the hand grenade. Pass the hand grenade.
Eric B. and Rakim there, as this show spirals, connecting points in time and space, with a tune called Pass the Hand Grenade from 1992's Don't Sweat the Technique album. In St. Petersburg, Russia, on New Year's Eve, three insurgents, including a pregnant woman, climbed over a fence into a police compound and torched a police truck used to transport prisoners. One of the group made a statement afterwards which included the following: "This fire engulfing the trash must be an eternal fire. Let's destroy all prisons. Freedom to all political prisoners. Feds don't fuck us, we fuck feds. Happy New Year, comrades." A couple of weeks ago in San Juan City, near Manila in the Philippines, police had to take cover behind shields after residents threw a Molotov cocktail during the demolition of shanties. Quote, "Between one party and the next, it's back to the lab. Combine experiments with experience. Move the mission along. Operation Big Picture. By the next party, ready to demonstrate the latest developments. Music, sound design, sculpture, film, dance moves, zines, new language, direct action resistance techniques, stories from the front lines, hard lessons, community nature schemes and whatever else. From Free Parties in Dataside 11, dataside.c8.com."
Return a stronger man, but I'll return a stronger man, but I'll return a stronger man, but I'll return a stronger man.
Thank you.
That was Derek Went Mad by Shut Up and Dance, released in 1991. Quote, a part of me kept saying that I should wait. Wait until spring. Wait until they told me my sentence was over. Life in prison wasn't really any worse than life in a thinker dormitory. And if I learned to be like Belasco, I could make an easy life for myself here. There really was almost no discipline once you learn how to avoid being beaten by the guards, just by keeping an eye out for them. Obviously, once the device of the metal bracelets had been invented, everything about running a prison had gone slack, as with so much else. There was plenty of dope, and I was used to the food and the labour, and there was TV and Biff, my cat. But that was only part of me. There was another, deeper part that said, you must leave this place, and I knew even to my terror, that I had to listen to that voice. My old programming would say, when in doubt, forget it, but I had to quieten that voice too, because it was wrong. If I was to continue to live a life that was worth the trouble of living it, I had to leave. From Mockingbird by Walter Tevis, which I've read while making this show. Breathtakingly beautiful book, highly recommended. Shoutouts, resistance crews and individuals, prisoners everywhere. 325.nostate.net, angry news from around the world. Socialrupture.tumblr.com, autonopedia.org. All the independent anarcho and DIY information sources. Schnews, Conscious Sounds, Speaker's Corner, Rap News on YouTube, Squatters, including those in Ireland in ghost estates and social centres everywhere, Boating People, Travellers, Up North People, Pitchless Industries and Ill FM. If you don't like the cheese, just eat the holes, Swiss saying. We have no art, we do everything well, Balinese saying. Okay, you've been listening to Terror Audio, aka Honey Badger, on Pitchless Radio. Stay strong, keep listening, and remember, MIC, make it count. Till next time, live harder than core, no compromise, full power. I'll leave the final words of this show to jazz composer and one-man self-help organisation Sun Ra, who had this to say about music.
It's the music of the earth, the music of the sun and the stars, the music of yourself, vibrating. Yes, you music too. You're all instruments. Everyone's supposed to be playing their part in this vast orchestra of the cosmos.